Just after 4 o'clock, Kimbo on the Roach with you on a Friday afternoon. We are live from Studio Lumo SA, powered by Lumo Energy. If you'd like to give your thoughts on any matters sports, send us a text 0427154. All thanks to Mountain Hyundai Cheltenham. We love their support. Roach, everyone's saying, how did Collingwood win the premiership last year? McRae has been getting all the accolades. We have found the reason.
You unlocked the secret, haven't you?
I have. Former Crows superstar Andy Otten went to Collingwood last year, his first year there, and they win a flag.
Ah, there you are. That was the change that led to a premiership.
So we thought we'd get him on and find out.
Did he get a pay rise for it?
Well, let's find out. Andy Otten joins us now. Hello, Andy.
G'day, guys. It's good to hear you guys' voices after all these years. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Well, I think the last time we spoke to you was when you got the coaching or development gig at Hawthorn. Mm. What brought about the move to Collingwood?
Yeah, I had a good, really good 3 years at Hawthorn, and Craig McRae crossed paths with him at Hawthorn, and so did Brendan Bolton. And then when those two went to Collingwood after a year, kindly asked me to come on board. So I was happy to kind of move on. Really enjoyed my time at Hawthorn, and then opportunity came at Collingwood.
Would have been very different between the two clubs. We know Hawthorn have been an incredibly successful club for a long time, but they're in that rebuilding phase. What was it like going to the biggest club in town?
Oh, it was good to kind of see both parts of it, obviously. At Hawthorn, obviously with Clarko to start and then Sam, they went heavily down the development path and with you, so that was interesting to be a part of. And then crossing ship to Collingwood, they're in win now mode and win premiership mode. So it was great to see the two different contrasts of two different clubs and where they sat at the ladder.
So what is Collingwood like? We've got an image of it from the outside, and like
what
you
is
said,
that,
the
Rick?
Biggest club. Well, we know what image was there when there was a president there of a noted name. But what is Collingwood like on the inside?
Oh, I think it's definitely changed. I'm with you, Roach. When I was growing up, you had your thoughts on Collingwood and this big powerhouse club. But being inside the four walls, so what's surprising is how humble Fly's really made the place much he's really put into to changing the culture of within. And hopefully that's being seen now from the outside. And again, it is a massive club. The fans are, the number of fans they have, the amount they care, the amount we get to training. I mean, kind of hear any stories, a big story involving Collingwood.
Exactly.
But in terms of inside the four walls, I guess Fly's really brought in a working class kind of team first culture that's really kind of driven where the club's at now.
Mm. Andy, we'll get into tomorrow's game very, very shortly, but your role as a development coach, take us through what your week's like.
Yeah, so we're full time with the club. Obviously, got the program from Monday to Friday, then the bit extra we do is part of the VFL team as well. So led by Josh Fraser, myself, Neville Jetta as well is in there, as long as Chloe McMillan and Harmit Singh kind of run our VFL program as well. So we're twice a week at night with our VFL squad, and then we bring them together on the weekend to play as well. So, yeah, it's a big workload, and but really enjoying what I'm doing at the moment.
Has there been much talk about the National Reserves competition, and are you looking forward to that when it eventually happens?
Yeah, I think it looks like it's on that path. With by the sounds of it, Port and Adelaide keen to come across, and same as West Coast. So, yeah, it'll be interesting how it all looks, Roach, especially with what happens with the standalone VFL clubs, where they... What happened, with them, I guess that's an interesting storyline. But I think it looks like that's where it's heading, which, again, I think will be, interesting, because I'm a bit torn, because I really like my time being involved in the sample, and I know how strong a comp that is. So, yeah, it's interesting that it is heading back down this path, which is what it was, 20 years ago, and then it kind of dissipated from there. So, yeah, it will be interesting to see how it goes.
You're a Victorian boy originally. Are you missing Adelaide, you and your wife?
Yeah, we are. We obviously been over there for 12 years and becomes a big part of your life. And we had a daughter over there as well, so it's a very special place for us. But yeah, I miss lived in Grange there, right on the beach, especially over summertime. The beaches are a bit further away from where I am in Melbourne, so the ease of the lifestyle in Adelaide was great. But it's also nice to be back around family and friends in Melbourne.
Andy, there are long gaps between Collingwood premierships of recent times, and if you get to celebrate them, I don't blame you. But there have been some critics about the way Collingwood went through the summer, where one person in particular saying you've had the lack of hubris and so forth. But how did you celebrate the premiership, and when did Craig decide it's time to now focus on the defence?
I think, yeah, once the season finished, to be honest, it was pretty quickly everyone goes off on their holidays and whatnot because, yeah, we ran so deep into the year. We kind of had, the big star function and then the best and fairest kind of the following week. And then, we literally didn't see anyone until we started again in early November. I was lucky enough to go overseas with the Coaches Association and do an American study tour. Mm-hmm. Over there, but we kind of didn't get back. We got back early November to put our heads together, and I know as a coaching group, we're really focused on just getting straight back to work and looking forward. I think you can look back and be proud of what you've done, but knowing that in the AFL world, no one stands still, and kind of know that we do have a target on our back now, which is good to have, but also every club would have dissected it, been involved in off seasons before. You look at the top four teams pretty heavily under a microscope, so we kind of knew that was coming. And I think the earlier start of the season as well kind of didn't catch us off guard. I guess everyone knew it was coming, but it is early when games starting in February, those practice matches. But I think overall, I think kind of getting going now a little bit, and keen to see how we go this week against your mob over that side of town in Porter, who are looking really strong and formidable.
Yeah, it's the Battle of the Magpies at the MCG at 1:15 Adelaide time tomorrow. Collingwood currently sitting in 13th place, 2-3, appear to have maybe got your season back on track. Port Adelaide in third place, 4-1. You are arguably up against the best young midfield in the competition. Has there been much discussion around that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a massive strength of Port's, with young guns, Connor Rosie, and Butters as well, and Horn Francis, and you got big Drew and Ollie Wines, kind of the bigger bodies in there. It's going to be a fascinating battle. We're primed for it. We're ready for it. But they've really set the comp on fire at the moment with the way they play and how aggressive those really fast mids are. Just from afar you can't help but admire Rosie and Butters, especially with just their evasiveness and quick feet to get free. And I love how attacking they are as well. They're always going forward and looking for an attacking option, which, it's great to watch. And now coaching against them this week, we're going to have to stop that back in our system around that and our midfield group of, Pendlebury, who's been around forever and still doing really strong. And then you let Crispy running around, Tommy Mitchell as well, and Geordie. So it'll be a great battle this week to go head-to-head with you guys.
Andy, how do you debate that bit about Port where they like it in their forward half? They like to keep it in there. They're noted for those inside 50s. Do you want to soak it up or do you actually want to take them on and then say, well, no, we want to keep it in our forward half. See how you go getting it out of our area.
Oh, ideally it is that, Rooch. But knowing that the way Port play, especially at Adelaide Oval, it's a bit of a skinnier ground. Yeah, so they do like to keep it in their half at Adelaide Oval especially. Where we think we get a small advantage is the bigger ground of the G, which I think we saw early in the year last year. It's a bigger ground, so harder to defend. So hopefully, we can get that in our favour. But, Porto really strong at both ends of the ground aerially, especially. So, we're really looking forward to equalising the aerial battle, I guess, and then hopefully get the ball on the ground for our forwards. Up forward, you've got Jamie Elliott, Schultz and McCreary and Bobby Hill, who we hope can look pretty dangerous up forward for us.
It's going to be a sensational game. We'll be able to hear it on AFL Nation. Just quickly, your old mob, the Adelaide Crows, I'm sure you keep an eye on them. They take on the Bombers tonight. How's that one going to unfold?
You think Adelaide hopefully get going a bit from their amazing win last week against Carlton. They hopefully set the town alight with how well they did there. So you'd think at home against the Bombers, they would have an edge. Saw Rankin getting through the midfield more last week, and hopefully Rochelle can do that as well. I think Adelaide just need to get their season going. Lost a couple of close games. I think hopefully they get a bit of mojo back and confidence with the way they moved the ball. I think that was a strength of theirs last year. I think they're still trying to find that at the moment this year, but I don't think they're too far off.
Andy, time flies. I don't think you bumped into Billy Frampton when you were in Adelaide, but what's he like at Collingwood?
Yeah, well, I played against him a couple of times over in Adelaide. He was at Port, a couple of Sandville games and maybe one or two AFL games as well. He's been great. He's especially this year, you can see his confidence growing and the way he goes about it. He's obviously a great size, and he's nearly 200 centimetres, beautiful kick of the footy. And I think, knowing what he went through at Port and even at Adelaide, I think he just needed this bit of confidence in his game to see some outcome based performances which he's had so far to really blossom. You know, the playing group have loved him. What he's come in and really fitted in well to the playing group. It'd be harder, I reckon, coming in as a mature age kind of player to another club. But you know, the playing group really embraced him. Played some really important footy for us last year, down back and up forward, and even in the ruck. And now seeing him flourish in his probably natural position down back has been great to see. So hopefully he can continue his form.
Andy, great to catch up again. I'm glad things are going so well over there in Melbourne for you. May the best team win tomorrow, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the near future.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Appreciate Andy. It.
Andy Otten, one of the gentlemen of the game.
Yes.
I wonder if he'll find his way back or elevate himself up the coaching ranks. They all started in the development.
Do you remember
programs?
When he was injured and he was working on Adelaide's bench? It seemed like that development path was very much suiting him.
Yeah.
And that's a really important role now. I'm glad you asked about that, National Reserves, and where Collingwood will sit in that. It's going to be interesting where they finally choose to play themselves.
He's a very good human. We need to go to a break. When we come back, it's Beat the Boys and your chance to win $200 worth of free fuel.
I'm sweating already.